What's amazing about the history of the church is any time there's been any time of setback or trial or tribulation, the Lord has always raised up holy men and women to respond to the needs of the time. That was certainly true when the Protestant Reformation was going on throughout Europe in the 16th century. Today's feast day, St. Philip Neri, who was born in 1515, 5 years before the Protestant Reformation really took roots in Germany. So St. Philip Neri is one of the priests that is really seen as someone who has passed on the faith, kept the faith, made the faith alive throughout Europe at that time. Now, for me anyway, Philip Neri has always been one of my favorite saints. It's always dangerous when a priest gets one of his favorite saints at a daily mass because it might go a little long, so I'm going to try to keep it short this morning. He is known as the second apostle of Rome after St. Paul. People were attracted to him, drawn to him in very powerful ways, especially young people. And what they seemed to be attracted to was his joy. His biography is known as the Apostle of Joy. That joy is what filled his heart. Joy is what exuded from his life. And that's what these young people were attracted to. Last evening, as I realized it was the Feast of St. Philip today, I remember when I was in seminary, I had written one of my most favorite quotes from him on a note card. And I couldn't remember where I put the note card because I was in Detroit at the time, almost 2 years ago. And you know what happens when you pack up and move, you don't remember where you put things. Then all of a sudden I started to think, where did I put that silly note? It's the only saint quote I've ever written down. And I thought and I thought, and then I found it. So I thought, well, I think I'm supposed to use it this morning because I found it. Here it is. It comes from St. Philip. I think you'll find it inspiring. He who seeks anything other than Jesus Christ does not know what he is seeking. He who wishes for anything other than Christ does not know what he wishes for. He who works for anything other than Jesus Christ does not know what he is working for. Everyone, the one who we seek, the one for whom we hope, the one for whom we work, no matter for a priest, no matter for a dad, a mom, a grandparent, you name it. The one we seek, the one we hope for, the one we work for is Christ. And when we seek him, when we work for him, when we hope for him, we hope that others, through our own example, through our own joy, through the Holy Spirit pouring forth from our hearts, may inspire others to also hope for him, that others may seek him, that others may work for him, because he is the source of our joy. He's the answer to everything.